Welcome to House Matters, the program that highlights happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, government pushes for flexible work arrangements to become a reality in the country. The details and more after the break. Stay with us.
Seminar, make no one dictate my destiny. Hi, my name is Rondell Positive, recording artist and teacher. Because I stayed in school, I have achieved my goals. Path is there to help you to succeed. Let Path help you to achieve your goals. Stay in school. School, we say.
Achieve your goals. Stay in school. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Programme of Advancement through Health and Education, Path.
Every effort will be made to ensure that flexible work arrangements become a reality in Jamaica. The term flexible work arrangements refers to a variable work schedule and incorporates the following: flexi-time, which allows the worker and employer the opportunity to arrange the traditional 40-hour work week as best suits their needs. It also allows for part-time work with benefits, telecommuting, job sharing, and a compressed work week.
And a ministry paper will be tabled shortly and drafting instructions issued to the Office of the Chief Parliamentary Counsel to facilitate the requisite legislative amendments.
Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer. Making his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, Minister Kellyer said to facilitate across-the-board implementation, several pieces of legislation are being amended to remove restrictive clauses.
Jamaica stands to reap many of the potential benefits of flexible work arrangements, including increased employment as persons exploit part-time work, opportunities for second employment and job sharing, increased productivity, more time for family and personal interests, particularly if a compressed work week is utilized.
Other benefits of flex work arrangements include greater availability of services to customers due to varied opening hours, more business days, and the resultant reduction in absenteeism to carry out personal business during working hours, and a reduction in the traffic congestion now experienced during peak hours. Occupational safety and health is an area concerned with protecting the safety, health and welfare of people engaged in work or employment. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer in Parliament on Tuesday reiterated the ministry's commitment to have the proposed Occupational Safety and Health Act tabled this legislative year. He informed that the most recent draft of the legislation was received by the ministry in January 2013 and was reviewed by the Attorney General's Chambers, which necessitated further redrafts.
After this process is complete, the ministry's intention is to table the bill within this legislative year. And I want to urge my fellow members in this Honourable House to lend their support to its speedy passage when it reaches the table of the House.
The bill will set the groundwork for the implementation of protection for all workers in all spheres of economic activities and will comprehensively address all manifestations of occupational hazards. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is exploring the possibility of implementing a tiered work permit fee structure in a bid to streamline the issuance process. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer told parliamentarians that this is being done in an effort to encourage local entrepreneurship and productive investments. He said the proposed structure, along with the pre-approved point system, will help to make the issuance of work permits more efficient in various sectors, such as agriculture and telecommunications.
Let me emphasize, Mr. Speaker, that all these measures are being implemented to protect, firstly, the Jamaican worker and to prevent unscrupulous persons from compromising our work permit system.
Mr. Kellyer notes that the process of issuing work permits is guided by an interministerial committee, which meets on a bi-weekly basis to review and make recommendations for approval. The committee also conducts research into the needs of the market and assists in carrying out investigations to minimize the reported incidents of human trafficking. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time as we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.